into it.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Monday. Gerald, do you have something you're looking forward to or made you smile recently?
You know what made me smile? I'm going to tell you what made me smile today. Two things. One of my students had a birthday today.
Cute.
Person's adorable. Love them. But they switched our group today, and one of my students wasn't coming with me. And her reaction just made
me upset.
Day. She was, just take me. Oh. Just take me. It's okay.
She's like, I don't understand.
Yeah. And I said, well, you have to learn about the flexibility of it all, and it's okay. And da, 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 da. So then we get back. She actually picked us up. And, oh, I missed you. Ah! I didn't have a good time. Oh. And the people that they were with, she was with, was on the bus. And I'm just sitting there giggling, not, like, to myself, because it's like reassurance that I know I'm doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But that the kids love me, mm-hmm. you know, like, because you could be effective and not have such a great, well, maybe not true, but I think some people could be effective with these students, but maybe not have a great relationship with these students. These students love me, and it's just such a great feeling. And they both made me smile today because they just cute as everything.
But, that's so cute.
Yeah, they made me smile. I love my students.
Aww, love
and
it.
And Alyssa Rose, what about you?
I've been indulging in a new little show.
Oh?
New to me.
Okay.
It's called Sex Lives of College Girls. Very popular show. It's on HBO Max, but I don't know. Zane has it on our Amazon. Like, apparently you can add it to your Amazon account. So I watch it through Amazon.
You watch HBO Max
through Amazon. Okay. Yeah, I think Zane just added it onto our subscription. I don't know, Passenger Princess. He just said, click on that app and then you can watch it on there. I said, okay. But Brenna actually, we started watching it when I went over by her last week. And I was like, this is actually a fun little show. It's very like lighthearted, feel good. Like it gives me the vibes of kind of like Ginny and Georgia. And then also kind of like an old school, like Mean Girls kind of funny nostalgia vibe.
Okay.
But it's very modern.
Okay.
Like they've mentioned like TikTok and COVID and like all like recent events.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like very current. It's like based in current day.
That's, the way you were like new to me, I was thinking it was a show from like the 80s or something.
No.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
What is it called again?
Sex Lives of College Girls.
Lives
of College Girls.
Of College Girls.
It's Renee Rapp.
Oh, are they little hookers?
It's Renee Rapp.
Who?
The girl that played Regina George in Mean Girls. She's
the one that did the... Yeah.
The blonde.
Yeah. Okay.
So she... I think... I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's kind of how she kickstarted her career, as being one of the main characters in this show.
Okay.
I could be very wrong on that, though. And apparently, Bren said that in one of the newer seasons that they're coming out with... She's not going to be on it anymore because she's focusing on her music career. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of weird because she's like literally kind of the main character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's multiple, but it's just like a funny like group of girls that are like all so different and they all like go to college and want to do like different things. And it's just like, it's very funny, but the episodes are literally like 25 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Those quick love them kind of shows.
Yes. And it's just funny.
Lighthearted.
Yes, very lighthearted, very funny.
Okay.
It's raunchy, but it's like cutesy at the same time. Like, I don't know. It's just, they do it really well. It's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's something that's been making me smile
maybe
recently.
Maybe, possibly.
I don't know if you'd be obsessed with it. I gotta be honest with you.
No, okay.
Yeah.
I'm well beyond my college years.
Never been, so.
I mean, either have I, but I'm saying the years.
Right.
Totally different generation, but hey, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I like a lot of those shows. I love Ginny and Georgia. So.
Okay, then maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's funny, yeah. I just feel like you have so many other things that you could dive into before you even think about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, I think I asked Aaliyah, my mom's the other day. I'm pretty sure she watched it.
Oh.
Yeah. Or like, did you ever watch Euphoria?
I started it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't finish it.
So you didn't, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I don't remember what the heck was going on in my life, but it was one of those things that, like you say with the book, if I'm having a hard time picking it up, I'm really not that interested in it. I thought it was interesting and I wanted to see what happened and I just got lost after a couple seasons.
I get it.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
I loved Euphoria.
Also, I feel like I had limited time because it wasn't something that I was watching with ever. Okay. And then I think, you know, like starting, I actually had to work.
Right.
Yeah. God, I had to get a job. So I think whatever the reason was, I just fell off it. But
that kind of happened to me with Suits and also Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, I get the attachment to something. Yeah. And then even though I love it when I'm watching it or whatever, it'll fizzle off.
You know what happens if I wait too long in between?
Yes. Then it's like, oh. It's like you can't wait for the next episode. And then like while you're waiting for the next episode, you get distracted. And then it's like, wait, what show?
Yeah.
But
it happened to me with The Sopranos too, which I do want to finish. But we watched a few episodes and then...
That's it.
Yeah, we just got caught up with other shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that is one that I do want to finish. I don't think I'm going to finish Suits. I think it was interesting, but it wasn't something I'd go crazy over. Mm-hmm. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine too. It was just like, I'd rather watch something like...
Suits, I half-ass watched.
Yeah. Like, it's a good show. I think I watched, like, the first season.
Oh, I ever was very addicted to it. And I was in the beginning, and then I felt like a lot of redundancy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, we've been there, done that. It was a different case, but it's the same thing. And then I was doing other things.
Yeah.
Like, I would do my reports and stuff at night. Mm-hmm. So I was half-ass watching it, mm-hmm. but ever finished the whole entire show.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a runoff of that with the girl. I forgot her name. Jessica, maybe? She did another show.
Like a spinoff?
Yes.
Oh.
Same role. Like, she was an attorney or whatever. Ugh. That one I actually enjoyed more. And I don't know if it's because it was Boss Bitch. You know,
because it was a woman, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if it was because of that or because I paid a little more attention to it.
Yeah.
Because it was only one season.
Right.
It wasn't, like, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But I am excited because there's a new show. Not a new show. A new season of a show coming out. I think Lincoln Lawyer, and I was excited about that. Like, that show I liked.
Mm.
So, but that I'm looking forward to. Like, I'm excited for
right.
that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and that's it.
If it doesn't give me the feelings of, like, Love is Blind, then I don't want it. Like, I get so fucking giddy and excited to watch that.
I told you, I started watching this season because of Ever. Like, Ever saw it, and Ever was excited about it.
Yeah.
I feel like once I start, then it's like, yeah, I want to know. I need to know.
Yeah.
But if it's out of sight, out of mind with me, with Same. Everything, with every Same. TV show, with a, you know, like Candy Crush. You know me and my Candy Crush addicted. I haven't played it. I mean, I did play it one time last week or something where I finally won a level. But it just got so hard. So I was like, but somebody who was so addicted to it that anytime I had a free moment, that was my go-to. And now it's just like, it's an app on my phone somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I...
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Everyone I'll get
goes
back
through
into
phases
it
of shit.
Yeah, I'll get back into it eventually.
Yeah.
But
should fall asleep on us again today.
Sorry. Yeah, somebody actually in the group messaged me because I guess we talked about the games.
What
somebody
games?
On my phone, like how I use
games. Oh, you got games on your phone?
Yeah. Somebody messaged me a new game, so I told her I would try it out. And I will, potentially.
What is
especially
it?
Since like Candy Crush is
too hard.
Yeah, it's just
Wait, what do you know what it is? No.
I don't know. Some tile. I think it's tiles.
Oh, something similar concept where you move shit around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something. But the competition aspect of it, I think, is what she thinks I would like. So
okay.
I told her I would try it. So,
that's another thing is that game that we started playing, me and Zane, that video game. Got to go back to that, too. It Takes Two.
Oh, It Takes Two.
Remember I told you about it?
Yes.
You never tried it, right?
I really thought I did, but no, it's a different game I played. But very similar concept.
But you didn't try it?
No, because
now.
I had to buy it, and it was expensive, and I'm a cheap bitch. So, but maybe.
Yeah.
I like cooperative play kind of games.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
You would love it.
I don't know why I didn't do it.
Because you just said, because you're cheap. Because I got this.
Yeah, when I went home that day after watching it, I was like, oh, okay. And I think it was either $29 or $39 or whatever it was. And I was like,
forget it.
And then I was like, is there a free one available somewhere? You know, like on whatever.
Maybe next time you guys are here, you can try the first level and see how you guys feel about it.
Yeah.
Or don't they do samples nowadays?
I don't know. See, you're asking the wrong girl.
I don't fucking know either. I don't even know how to turn that thing on.
Oh my goodness, sorry. Guys, I am sorry. I actually ate today too, so you think I'd have a little energy? No. I want to crawl up in my pajamas and go night-night. That's what I want to do right now.
So you should.
It's cold and it's raining. No, now I got to leave here. I got to go pick up something for dinner. My husband wants freaking cheesesteaks. So I'm going to go pick up that. Some nice mushrooms and peppers. And
how was the chicken?
Onions. Chicken was delish.
You liked it?
Ever had the leftovers this today?
You would make it again?
I would make it again. Nice. I really want to try to get the hot chili, the hot cherry, yeah, pepper, whatever.
Who instead do you of the sweet were. And sour.
Yeah, I mean, the sweet and sour were fine, but I think it would bring a whole different taste.
Yeah.
And Ever said, remember, you were like, oh, doesn't Ever like chicken, what?
Marsala.
And I was like, oh, yeah, but this one looks like more like a Frances. Mm-hmm. And Ever said to me, you made chicken Frances tonight? Mm-hmm. No. But I think the way the egg goes on it's more like a Frances.
The method, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he loved it. He actually took the leftovers today and was super excited to eat it. He sent me a picture and he took avocado and he took, like, he had some cheese, queso, you know, Spanish queso that he just like crumbled on top of it. So he ate it all together like
you
that.
He put avocado and Spanish queso on the chicken dish? Uh-huh. Okay.
So he had
a combo.
The egg noodles, the chicken, and then he crumbled the
cotija cheese?
Yeah. And then he
put avocado.
Yeah.
Interesting combo.
Cut up some avocado. Okay. I don't know if he ate it with it, but it was all on one plate when he took a picture of it.
Yeah. We're talking about a recipe, by the way, from the Skinny Taste Simple cookbook. It's just called, I think, just chicken with hot cherry peppers. Something simple like that.
It was good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Easy. And I have to say something. I have a complaint. So, Lidl, if you're listening.
I have a complaint, too. I got the frozen naan, and it fucking sucked ass.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I made, like, a crock pot tikka masala last night. And I was like, oh, I got garlic naan. Oh, really? I was like, oh, I got garlic naan. It's going to be so fucking good. And it wasn't.
That's bummer.
I didn't like. There was, I don't know, Zane said it was fine, but maybe I'm more particular. I don't know. There was like a taste to it that I just didn't like.
Oh.
And it wasn't very flavorful either. And it had this like, I don't know, I didn't like it at all.
Okay. Well, I'm making a mental note.
Yeah, don't buy it.
I always will buy regular chicken breasts and thinly slice them myself. But I was in a rush when I left here the other day and I was like, you know what? Let me spend the fucking extra $1.50 and get the Lidl slice thin things. One shit was like a half an inch thick. The another one was like a paper inch, the paper thin. They were so unevenly trimmed and not trimmed very well either. So I had to cut some fat off there. I had to take one of two pieces that were in the package. I actually cut them in half because the other ones were so thin. Like you could pick it up and see through it then. So I was so, so disappointed. And then one of them was so, I was disappointed. I'm like, this is why I've always filleted my own, like, chicken breasts myself.
That's fucked
so
up.
So I will never do it again. I mean, it's like, not a big deal, but I was just like, oh, quick, easy eater. It's already done for me. So disappointed.
And you had to do it anyway.
So disappointed.
That would have pissed me off beyond belief.
Yes. It made me really.
That sounds like they have it going through, like, machines.
Well, that machine needs to be recalibrated because you can't give me one thick piece that's like a fucking half inch thick and then give me two paper thin ones.
That's so annoying.
And even when I cut the one that was thicker in half, it still wasn't even as thin as the other ones.
And you're like, now I have to fucking pound it.
I'm like, oh, this is just ridiculous. And plus, I was on a time crunch. You know, I like to have dinner. I am not one of those people. My husband does not expect it. But I do like to have dinner on like ready when he comes home. I don't want my husband to come home from work after working a long ass hard fucking day and wait an hour and a half for me to cook dinner. No, I like, plus I'm home from work early, so I have the time. So I like it done. And I was in a rush that day, which is why I bought them. I'm like, $1.50 more. It's right. I'll spend $1.50 to have it already done.
That's dumbass. Annoying.
So annoying. So now, from now on, I will fucking cut my own fucking chicken fillets. Chicken thin cutlets. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, vent sesh over.
If you do your meal prep, you can like prep them in advance and then throw them in a Ziploc and throw them in the freezer so that.
Yeah, you know, I should, but I don't. But
yeah. Then you thank future you.
Future me wants to do so many damn things. I want to change the world.
Okay.
I do. I just want the world to be just a better, nicer place to live.
Okay.
So if I had it in my power, I would do that.
That's a big step up from some chicken.
Yeah, it is. More important to me, too, actually. I would much rather live in a nicer world than to have my chicken filleted properly. But, you know, hey, beggars can't be choosers, right? I'll choose nicely filleted chicken if I can't get a happy, kind world. I'll settle for second best. Oh, fuck shit.
I just like picture you just start crying. Like, it's just chicken.
No tears for me
today. I'm like, we're checking in. Are we okay, Jerry?
No tears for Jerry today. Oh. Anyway, Alyssa Rose, what else is new? Nothing. Okay. Guys, this weather, it's raining and it's so
chilly. It's just really bringing down my vibe today.
So totally.
I was going to go to an event tonight in the city and I ended up not, but I'm really upset about it because, guys, it was a Steve Madden event.
Oh my gosh, I remember you talking about it.
I know, and I really wanted to go, but number one, these events usually start at like 5 p.m., and all my friends work 9-to-5s, so no one can really come with me. I was going to ask you, but I'm like, I know damn well she would not want to go into the city after work and shit. You're like, yep, I would not.
Especially not in the rainy, coldy, ugly weather.
That was the other thing. I'm like, it's going to be fucking disgusting out. And then Brenna invited me to a bridal event for her job tomorrow, and I was like, I don't want to go to the city twice in a row. So I was like, all right, this is like a deciding factor. I'll go with Bren tomorrow.
And tomorrow's supposed to be nice weather, right?
Is it? I thought it was going to rain again.
Oh, please don't tell me that.
April showers, bring May flowers.
I've really been looking for...
But anyways, yeah, so I had to turn down this Steve Madden event, and it really upset me because I literally am Steve Madden's number one fan since middle school. So if you see the event, just know in spirit, I really wanted to be there. What? Rain tomorrow. Yeah, shit, rain. I could have went alone, but like it's literally downpouring all the way to the city alone in the dark. Like, ugh.
Okay, so the good news is that it's only raining in the morning. And you know how I know that? Because I was finally able to update my phone. Wow. You guys, I've been on like iOS operating system probably 4. That obviously I'm kidding. I don't even know what I was on. Probably like number 12 or 14.
Is that what iOS stands for?
The operating system?
No fucking way. I what? Eyes what?
I don't know.
Oh. Like iPhone operating system?
Probably.
Fuck off. I never fucking knew that.
Okay. So because of my stimulator, I have to shut my automatic updates off on my phone because if it updates overnight, I cannot have access. So, but they always will update. Like they'll say, okay, now you can update to iOS 16, but then it'll be on iOS 17 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like...
You're always behind.
Always behind, but you can't upgrade because you can't pick and choose which one you want to upgrade to.
Oh, right.
So yesterday, as of like the 29th of March... It gave me the okay. So I'm like, do it now.
Oh my gosh.
And then I didn't have enough room. So I had to delete shit. And it was this whole big fucking thing. But I finally, guys, I am finally like kind of current. And I'm so excited because now I have the weather map where you can slide that little thing back and forth. So right now it's saying rain just in the morning. So
okay, I'll take that.
It's cloudy the rest of the day, but it won't be at least raining.
That's fine. As long as I'm not like getting out of the train and getting in an Uber in the pouring rain.
Soaking wet.
Trying to look nice for an event, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. Well,
so I'm really upset about that, but in the future, there'll be more in the future. If I lived in the city, it would be different. But to trek an hour train there, an hour train back, it's and it's not in Midtown, you know, like it's right. just a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sad that you're not going. I'm sad for you that you're not going.
Yeah, but honestly, right now, Alyssa, future Alyssa, is happy because I'm like...
She's like, I want to go to that night after we're done here.
I just want to relax. I'm just going to read my book tonight and chill, you know?
All right, good.
Get a little ahead on work since I'm leaving for my trip on Saturday morning. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to go on your 6-month awaited... vacation soon after that as well.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Europe is coming up real close.
Crazy.
I know. Wild. I really want to be prepared for that too. Anywho's.
Yeah.
Anywho'sy. Today we are gonna read dun dun dun
dun dun dun
your favorite episodes, Mother-in-Law. I always love doing these because they just feel so on brand.
They do.
Like,
right?
It's like if people found us because they wanted to hear about mother-in-law stuff.
And here we are. And here talking about mother-in-law are. Stuff.
Correct. So.
But I'll tell you what. I'm going to volunteer to go to the first one.
I volunteer's tribute.
Because the second one's even longer and it's okay. A little smaller print. So okay. Gotcha. I'm going to do this one.
Okay. Go.
Guys, bear with me. Have patience. Your girl is trying, okay?
You
okay.
got this.
You know what's funny? What? The last thing I did right before I left my house was take the reading glasses off my hair and put them on my toaster. Explain to me why I don't take them with me so I can maybe read a little bit better.
I have a proposition.
What? Why don't I just bring them here and leave a pair?
Yeah, because I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to bring
leave a pair here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, mother-in-law who wants control. Hi, ladies. I just came across your podcast a few days ago, and I have been binging. I love all of your opinions and feedback for all the people that have sent a message in. I won't be able to say everything, but I'll sum it up and make it short as possible. Well, listen, girl, welcome to the fam.
Welcome to the fam.
My fiance and I have been together for 2 years, but have known each other since we were young kids. In the beginning, my mother-in-law and I had an awesome relationship. Until I started noticing she would throw jabs and comments out at me. I noticed she was a manipulative person who wants to be in control of everything, including my fiancé. A couple of things she's done is telling me out of nowhere if she told her son to leave me, he would. There was also a time where everyone she was playing around with my fiance saying he was a whore years ago, and his mother proceeded to say it was just a few months ago, right? And said his baby mama's name pretty much to try to make me think that he was messing around with her while he was with me. This sounds like a pretty shitty future mother-in-law.
I think so, too.
So, I just want to let you know, if I tell him to, he would leave you. And by the way, he was a man whore. And his baby daddy, mama daddy. Oh, my God. Baby mama. Hello? What are words? Sorry, guys.
Mama daddy.
Okay. So, my fiance and I were supposed to move into her house to save up money to buy a house. And then so much happened with my ex-best friend becoming best friends with my fiance's sister.
Oh, my God.
Ex-best friend.
Became best friends with her fiance's sister.
Oh, so your ex-best friend is still in your life regardless. Oh.
So it's like if Brenna became best friends with Aaliyah.
Oh.
And then left me in the dust. I'd beat both their asses.
Oh, my God. Well, she says it was very much thrown in my face by his sister many times, as they all know how hurt I was that my friendship ended.
Well, that
mind
sucks.
You,
sorry.
It ended because my old friend was jealous. I finally was happy with somebody. And made me choose him or her. Well, let me tell you something.
Fuck?
That's a pretty shitty best friend. Oh, you're gonna choose him or me?
Ew.
And then she's gonna go and befriend
with
your
his?
Boyfriend.
Is she trying to get in your boyfriend's pants?
Yes. Oh my God. This sounds so ugly. I'm sorry for you already. But let me shut the fuck up and read the rest of your email.
I love that you're adding commentary.
It's because I'm
like, I need to say something.
Yeah. Okay. His mom lied straight to my face about things, and I called her two-faced. Everything then blew up with his side of the family with us. She doesn't ever thinks she's wrong about anything she does or says, it's always my fiance's fault. His mom is also best friends with his baby mama, who he hasn't seen, who he hasn't been with in 7 years. She goes behind his back. Wait, let me just say something too. No, wait, shut up, Jerry. Read. She goes behind his back with things with his baby mama and also invites her to things like she is family still. Just recently, he told her she couldn't take his daughter to a Christmas party with her, and she went and asked his daughter's mother without my fiance even knowing until his daughter Snapchat him a picture of her at the party.
Oh, she is hell no.
She is very sneaky with a lot of things. I don't know how to feel about it, and I have put that aside until all this has been happening between us. I started to get really irritated about it because I feel like there's no respect for her son or him as a father. She always makes it like my stepdaughter's mom is mother of the year over her own son when she is far from that. I almost feel as if she's trying to break us apart. She always wants to take her daughter's side about everything over her son's because that's her daughter. She always makes my fiance feel like nothing he does is ever good enough. Oh, she deserves a trophy. My mother-in-law does not like that she doesn't come first to my fiance anymore and that he stands up to her now. My fiance and I are getting married in 2025, and I just feel like I don't want to invite her to the wedding. Invite her wedding dress shopping or even have her get ready with me on my wedding day. But with the big heart that I have, I feel like I will be a shitty person if I did that because that's still his mom. I want to send a message to ask you what your opinion is and what you guys would do in this situation. There's so much more that has been done, but I don't want to make this too long. I just don't feel like there is any respect at all. I would love for your feedback and to have some weight lifted off my shoulder. And I've added a cute picture. Love you. Bye.
Such a cute couple.
Adorable.
Would you do this if me and Zane had a baby together and then we split up? Would you still invite me to things? I just gave you major devil's advocate.
No, Alyssa, why are you gonna do that to me?
Not behind Zane's back, you wouldn't.
No. No, I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't. I have to have some loyalty, but I mean, I'm loyal to you. You're my daughter-in-law.
Especially if I was the mother of his my child. Grandchild.
I mean, hello. This is wow. Wow. And when I interrupted myself before, I was going to say, so best friends with his baby mama, who he hasn't been with in 7 years. So that means they're older. They're not like they're 17, 18. This is not a 17, 18-year-old relationship because if he has a baby mama and they haven't even seen each other in 7 years, they're at least in their late 20s, I would hope, or think, you know.
Even if it was like a teen pregnancy, they would still be in the mid-20s, yeah.
So they're grown enough to know that this is child play right now. There is so much immaturity going on. I mean, fuck your best friend for fucking friending your boyfriend's sister. Your fiance's sister. That's horrible of her.
That's so mean. That would literally hurt my feelings so, so bad.
She deserves fucking shitty friend of the year award.
That would so hurt my feelings. My feelings are hurt for you.
Yes.
That would make me so upset. That's so mean.
I mean, the mother-in-law, what she's doing is fucking mean. But that was your best friend. That's some backstabbing, ugly.
Yeah.
Let me get back at you. I want to hurt you kind of shit that she did. And that's kind of really shitty. And I'm really sorry for you for that.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, people.
That is so ugly.
People need to do better.
Well, your mother-in-law, for your wedding, only you can know really what needs to be done at the end of the day. I would say you need to battle out what is going to protect your peace more. Is it protecting your peace by standing up for your boundaries and saying, no, I don't want you there. I don't care how bad or upset you feel about it. Or is protecting your peace saying, I'm just going to have her there so I don't have to deal with the headache of her being upset about it?
It's the lesser of two evils. Both sort is of thing.
Correct. Both is protecting your peace in different ways. Mm-hmm. And you just have to determine what you are comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period.
Which I feel like you're going to end up having her there because you did say, like, you have the big heart and you want to do because it is his mom.
Right. And, like, just having her as, like, a background character versus, like, dealing with the drama.
Yeah, I agree.
It depends on where your boundaries are at. It depends on how much you've gone through with her. Obviously, we can only say so much over an email. But, like, if it goes really deep and if she said something really, really hard. Like, it sounds like she's just really favoring the daughter-in-law for whatever reason. We don't know. The ex-daughter-in-law.
Probably because there's a child involved, you know?
But then she's putting her own son down. It's weird.
I think if you had a child with Zane and then Zane was dating somebody else who maybe I didn't have the best relationship, but you're still perfect in my eyes and the baby's perfect in my eyes. I can understand from the mother-in-law how she...
It's like, oh, she was a part of my life. They have a child together. Like, correct. Especially if you guys are in your 20s and they were together when they were teenagers. She probably was over her house all the time.
Right. Like, so they probably have a bond. A real bond there. But
she's crossing boundaries.
She also needs to respect her son.
Correct.
Which means respecting you.
Respecting when the son, your son, the father of the child says, I don't want my kid at X, Y, and Z. And then you call the mom and let the mom bring her there anyway.
No. That's like a problem. We need to do better, people. We really, really need to do better. You need to be better friends. You need to be a better mother-in-law. I'm going to say in here, again, it sounds like the whole, you know, a lot of moms have trouble accepting like their child is not their child anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like his mother should be so thrilled for him that he's found somebody after his baby mama stuff. Mm-hmm. And she should be happy and she should try to make a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. You know, like knowing that you're marrying her son. She should want to have a great relationship with you. And I can't stand email after email of all these horrible mother-in-laws and all that. It's like, you're going to wind up ostracizing, is that the word? Your son, because of the way you treat the daughter-in-law or whatever.
And she's treating her son shitty too.
Yeah, but I think more so the daughter-in-law. Like, you know, like I know if I treated you like shit, Zane would be all over me. Mm-hmm. And Zane would cut me out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there has to be a mutual respect.
There has to be, you know? And it doesn't seem like you've done much to her.
No.
I think she's just caught up on that old relationship. I think, like you said, if they were younger when they started, she probably has a real bond. But respect your son enough to let go of that, you know?
Yeah, and not bring her up as mother of the year all the time. It's like,
if
her name was like, I don't know, fucking Jessica, then you'd be at dinner and be like, oh my God, yeah, Jessica did it. You'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, no. Like, that's tough. Like, I can't imagine you hearing that.
And that's also building resentment from you and his ex that you could possibly have a good relationship with her and be, like, mutual co-parents in a way and be like, oh, that's the mother of my stepchild. Like, I want to have a good relationship with them. And she could be tarnishing that for you.
Because I'm sure just like she's running her mouth to you, she's probably running her mouth to her as well.
Right.
Like, who knows if she's shit-talking the baby mama.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, this mother-in-law needs to get it together for sake of her son, the grandbaby, she just needs to really get it together. She needs to put her ego aside and she just needs to, you know, understand that the relationship with the baby mama is done and accept you. Like, you know, you don't have to be best fucking friends, but accept you and respect you as the new woman to her son. And I don't feel like she does right now, but that's what needs to happen. Mm. You know, for it to be like a nice wholesome sort of relationship, You know, regardless if you're best friends or not, there should be a level of respect there.
How does she go about that? Because she already lied to her face and she called her two-faced and then it caused a whole stink and nothing really worked. Like, if I knew that someone was lying straight to my face, that's a big problem to me. I don't like that shit. And then if I call you out for it and then you cause a drama over it instead of being like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, you don't own your shit. It's a problem. Now I don't trust you.
It is a problem. I don't know. I don't know.
I would talk to your fiance about the wedding for sure and see what he thinks. I also will say you've got time.
2025, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting married in 2025. Like, maybe don't stress over it just yet. Like, let some time pass, see what happens, and see where your head is at there, like, at that time for the wedding. I would say, if anything, you can just have her walk her son down the aisle if he wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't... If you really still feel like a bad way about it, then I wouldn't ruin your day of going dress shopping because that's such a special moment. And getting ready that morning of, like, you don't want to feel uncomfortable or stressed at all. Like, that's your day at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So maybe including her in a way of, hey, fiance, this is your mom. And I think that you should walk down the aisle with her and say we want to include you in that way. And that's it. No other questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't have to be stressed or ruin my most exciting moments of my life because I'm worried she's going to be back there talking shit or nagging or texting baby mama.
Right. So I think, like you had said earlier, like, you have to do what's going to protect your peace more.
Right.
You know, whether you invite her and she's a background character, like you said, or whether you just don't have her there and you're able to not think about what's happening behind, you know? So you're going to have to take the time and really feel out what's important to you and what's going to be, how you're going to be able to keep your peace on your most important day.
Yeah.
And
who else is, like, getting ready with you too? Like, can you put, like, some of your best friends to be like, make sure you, like, stay around me and talking to me and just so I don't even have to be bothered with her if she is there? Or, like, how does your mom, if she's in the picture, feel about it, you know? Like, do they get along? Do they know each other? It's a lot of things to consider.
There is. But you do have time, like Liz said. You have time. And who knows? Maybe wishful thinking. Maybe your relationship will improve by then, you know? I don't know how to have a... how to maybe start up a conversation, but I wouldn't want to go into a marriage knowing that I have that constant in my ear, you know, comparison to an ex, like, that's tough, you know, but also do you give a shit about that? You know, at the end of the day, do you care? Do you, you know, and if so, maybe take her out for lunch, you know, get to know me. Why do you feel so, like, I understand, let's call her Jessica. You have a relationship with Jessica, but your son's now chosen me. Can we get along? Mm-hmm. You know, for him at least.
Imagine that's her name and she's listening to this right now, like, what the fuck?
Imagine, that would be wild. But I think, you know, like, there's no harm in trying to.
Yeah, like, before the wedding.
Yeah.
Because as someone who has dealt with, like, stupid family shit growing up, like, I have always been that one that's like, what's going to happen at my wedding one day? What's going to happen for my wedding one day? Da-da-da. Surely that time has passed. Like, things will be better. Da-da-da. And guess what? I still had to deal with shit around my wedding day.
Yes.
So, like, sure, you could wait until the wedding day and see if you feel differently, but I'm sure you'll feel the same. So maybe Jerry's right. Maybe you should take action and just clear your head so that leading up to the wedding day, you don't even have to think about it and it'll have your answer.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no harm. There's no harm. You know?
I mean, there is. It could definitely destroy you emotionally and mentally, but do it now, rather than
the day before the wedding. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't know. You know, like, my mom used to always say, Jerry, kill him with kindness.
So kill tough when kindness. Someone's such a nasty person.
Yes,
though.
I know. Why can we just do better, people? How many times have I said that already this episode? Like, just do better. Be kind. Like, I don't know why there's I feel like even with that, it's a competition. Well, the ex, like, she's mother of the year, like this, like, oh God, don't, like, it doesn't gotta always be that way. We can live in harmony, people, you know?
Mm. Too many different personalities. It's like impossible.
But you know what? You gotta respect everybody for their differences.
Yeah.
You know?
It's easier said than done sometimes.
It is. 100% it is. But if you just, yeah, take your ego and throw it out the window sometimes.
All right.
Good luck to you. And let us know.
Mother-in-law issues. You know what's crazy? We're not saying names, but both of these emails, you guys have the same name.
Spelt the same too.
Yeah.
Very interesante.
Hello, ladies. I have never reached out to a podcast before for advice. Oh, we're honored. What?
Read the very next line.
Actually, I just recently came across this podcast the other day, and I really connected to the episode titled, You Took My Son Away.
So both of you with the same name both recently found us.
And you both have mother-in-law issues, so maybe we should connect you, and Lord, you guys can have some vent sessions.
Unless you're the same person.
Oh, and you're hiding another behind another email? No.
Nah. Okay.
Okay, I'm currently having an issue with my mother-in-law. Well, technically, it's an ongoing issue since she is narcissistic, and I have to deal with her episodes several times a year. This last incident has caused me to completely stop talking to her. I need advice from outsiders on how to handle this situation. My boyfriend is 31 and I'm 27. We've been together for 8 years and have been living together for 5. Our relationship is not your average one. My partner has been sober for almost 6 years. We were friends before he got into a drug lifestyle, and when he got sober, we started dating. He did have a few relapses, but I stood by his side as a non-drug user. His mom and I got along when she's, quote, okay. But when she goes into these episodes, she becomes unbearable. This behavior has started when my boyfriend and I first started dating. I wanted to have a good relationship with her so badly, despite his family warning me about her. Sure enough, after 3 months, she started targeting me. At the time, I was 19 and I didn't have the confidence to stand up for myself. Now at 27, I found my voice and I've set boundaries between myself and his family since they can be toxic. Unfortunately, she doesn't respect anyone's boundaries. A few weeks before Christmas, my boyfriend and his mom got into a fight through text and phone calls, which quickly escalated and involved other family members. I chose not to give my opinion and I stayed out of it. The following day, I was at work when she asked me to call her, to which I replied that I couldn't because of work. The next day, I woke up to a text message that woke me up. I have attached the message below. Should I insert that now? Yeah, we should. Okay. It says, okay, first of all, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but you better check yourself. And if your fucking girlfriend wants to get involved, she better fucking consider herself gone dead in the ground, never talk to her again, because if she's not got something to say, pick her fucking phone up and tell me yourself. Check yourself, bro.
What? This is a mother-in-law? Oh my.
She said, I have not said a single thing about this at all, actually. I'm not getting involved. It has nothing to do with me, so I'm minding my own business on this one. I won't be talked to at like I have anything to do with this, though. That was uncalled for. And then the mother-in-law sends all these separate messages over the same day, hours apart. I'm not accepting the book when it's delivered, so you can go ahead and buy it. I'm returning everything. I am not going to talk to you like a piece of shit. I'm not going to be talked to like a piece of shit from my own son. He owes me an apology, so you can buy him everything on his list, because everything here I'm returning, unless I get an apology, and it better happen quickly, because at 3 o'clock when I leave this house, everything is being returned. And then a few hours later, call me. And then a few hours later, you are dead to me. Do not ever contact me again. You are a legit sicko. You really are. No wonder he don't marry you. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh.
So we're going to finish the email. As you can see, I responded politely and asked not to be involved. However, she proceeded to call me from a blocked number 18 times at 1 a.m. She even created a fake Facebook account and brought my mom into the mix. The following day, she texted me personally. I have attached the message. Okay, so those first messages were to her son.
Her son.
And then the other ones were to her. I didn't answer because she disrespected me and I was working and I had finals for my bachelor's degree in psychology. She needs that. After not responding to her messages, he called me twice more, blocked, and sent another message saying, call me. Later that night, she and my boyfriend continued their feud with her trash-talking me to him. She even texted me personally before I could block her, saying that I was dead to her for the second time and making a comment like, no wonder he doesn't want to marry you. Which is actually something my partner and I have discussed privately and have our own wishes about. I never responded. Good for you for not feeling like you need to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward to Christmas Eve, where we normally go to her apartment every year, we didn't go this year because of the fight. She kept on messaging him, telling him to knock it off because he wasn't letting the incident go. And she made it clear that she wouldn't apologize to me. He did stand up for me to her and said that I needed to apologize to her because I didn't answer my phone when she told me to. I saw the messages that she sent him, and she even said, if I have to come there, it's not going to be good at all. I felt extremely violated by that because she thinks she can come into my home and disrespect me. Fast forward to now, I'm on the fence because I don't want to prevent my boyfriend from seeing his mom, but at the same time, I don't want to feel slighted or have my boundaries disrespected. The rest of the family tells me that's just how she is, but I don't believe that that's an excuse for her to treat me terribly on a regular basis. Now Easter's coming up and we always go to her place and I don't want to go there. What should I do? How do I handle her? What do I do moving forward? Any advice is greatly appreciated. Thank you, a sincerely upset daughter-in-law. I think you and your boyfriend need to not speak to her at all. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be cut the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know damn well on either side of a relationship, if the mother told the opposite partner that they are dead to them... Me. Okay, good. Ground, now you're dead to me.
Never speaking to you again. That's it.
You're fine, dead to me done. Now. Bye.
If I was to tell Zane that you're dead to me, guess what? I would be dead to Zane.
Correct. Because like, that's a respect for your partner. It is a
respect thing.
Yeah.
And you guys are together for a long time. That's 8 years. You guys are together for 8 years. You've been through a lot. I would have absolutely nothing. I would want nothing at all to do with her.
No.
And people need to stop enabling her and saying, that's just how she is.
Oh, I've heard that that's way too is. Many fucking times.
Listen, you know why she's like that? Because you guys, everybody lets her get away with it.
Sweep it under the rug. You oh, just forgive and forget.
No. So people call her out on her bullshit and she would get the fucking point. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever has. They just accept her and allow her to treat people like, treat them like shit because that's just who she is.
Oh, this is hitting close to home.
No. Like, fuck that. Like, no. And like, that's just not okay.
You're going to be made seem to be the bad guy because you're the only person that is stuck up against.
And you know what? I love that you were just like, I'm not saying a single thing. I'm staying out of this. Please don't involve me. It has nothing to do with me. You're being a lot better than I know. Because, listen, face-to-face, I have a little bit harder of a time, but come at me at a fucking message. I'll fucking, you'll be dead to me too. You know? It's easier to fight behind the fucking letters on a screen, you know? But how dare she? Like, how dare she? And you know what? I give you so much credit for even saying, like, how do I handle this? Because to me, there is no handling it. I would just not go. I would not show up. I would never put myself in her presence again, period.
I would not be okay with my partner having her in his life because that means you're blatantly disrespecting me now.
Right. Like, she said that. She said it's, you know, so, she's going to be slighted. She's going to feel a certain sort of way if her man is still. So I think have that conversation with him. I know, like, in the past, I've had, like, with somebody special in my life, they had relationships with people that I didn't think they should have relationships with. It bothered me, but that was their choice. They knew how I felt about it. And at the end, in the end, it was, you were right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to take that away from that person.
Yeah.
You know, that person had to find out for himself. I didn't want to put him in an ultimatum situation. I didn't want to say, like that last email, it's either you or him. No, I would hope that your partner would say, you know what, honey, she's been so disrespectful and ugly and hurtful. And the things she said about being dead to her and all this, I don't want to be part of her life right now. Especially since, like, she's even refusing to apologize. She's not saying any wrong she did. She's not saying any wrong she did because she's never been called out on her bullshit. Mm-hmm. People just excuse it. Let her get away with it. And you, getting your bachelor's in psychology, you know better. You know better. You don't enable people to do this, mm-hmm. you know? And they have. So she walks all over anybody who means anything, who's in her life, because they let her, mm-hmm. you know? But I think, you know, I know Easter's coming on and we missed this before Easter. I hope you didn't go over there.
I hope you didn't.
I hope your partner didn't go as well. And I hope that you guys come to some sort of agreement, whether he doesn't see her or whether he chooses to and you're accepting of that. Like, so I hope that you guys are able to come up with something that works for the both of you. You know,
you have to do what feels right to you. Mm-hmm. Me personally, this would be a deal breaker for me. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. And even if I lied to myself and told myself that I could, it would just build resentment and it wouldn't be a healthy relationship at that point, especially if it's someone like a mother or a sibling or something like that, where it's like you're going to be seeing them quite often and talking to them. And it's like, then we just don't agree morally at mm-hmm. that point. And that's not okay with me.
Yeah.
So yeah, you gotta just check in with yourself and what you're willing to allow. Because I think, like, if I sat down with Zane about something like this and he was like, well, you know, that's just how she is and sorry she said that to you, but like, I'm still gonna talk to her. And all right, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because she didn't.
You almost make me second guess that what I agreed to let somebody in my life do, I did. But I don't. I can't regret it.
It depends who that person is and what they did. And yeah. There's so many factors to it.
It was pretty shitty. You know, I hope you know what I'm talking about. But it was pretty shitty. And I really did feel like that person needed that person in their life or wanted that person so desperately in their life. Mm-hmm. So I was like, who's me to stop it? Like, I know who I am and what I brought to the table. Mm-hmm. And I know the truth behind certain things. And if that person took a little extra time to find out the truth about certain mm-hmm. things, like they did now.
I've done it too with my scenario. I'm like, I'm choosing to step away, but you do you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mine was a little detached.
Yeah.
But if it was something close like this, mm-hmm. totally different story.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it's all depends on the scenario of who it is, what family member it is,
yeah,
how often they see that family member, like a mother is,
and how much influence that person has on that person as well.
Correct.
Like a mother, especially her, she seems like she would have some sort of influence on him.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope that you guys, that you and your partner come up with something that works for the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we always mention about you have to protect your peace. You have to protect yourself in certain situations, you know. And sometimes, like, who even knows? Maybe her partner's all for not seeing her mom anymore, mom anymore.
That would just make you look stupid, too. Like, if he shows up alone then, and then it would satisfy her.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I got what I wanted. She's not coming over. And now I have him. And it doesn't even matter what I said to her.
Right.
Like, that's letting her
win.
Feel like what she's done is okay.
Yeah,
and
again, enabling.
She'll make you feel bad for your reactions to her shitty behavior, but that's just plain old narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
And manipulation is what it is. You're manipulating me into feeling bad that I'm causing something. Meanwhile, right. I'm reacting to what you did to me.
Right.
Cause and effect, babe.
It's nice when receipts finally come around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, see.
Mm-hmm.
I am not the bad one here. And it's just, it's kind of nice to be able to actually have the receipts on that.
Yeah, I could give you the biggest advice of all is keep acting how you are.
Yeah.
I'm choosing to stay away. Sorry you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Keep acting. Keep staying on that high horse. Because at the end of the day, when that is what you put forward and this all comes to an end, you're going to walk away feeling so good that you showed them the best version of yourself.
Yeah, that you didn't stoop to their level.
Correct.
You didn't have that cat fight, that ugly, you're dead to me kind of conversations.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
And that's going to be so satisfying for you.
Mm-hmm. Kill them with kindness.
Not even kindness, just matureness. Like, I wouldn't be kind to her. Like, in my situation, I was not kind to the person. They were called out on what they did. Mm-hmm. It was made known. And then they stepped on me again. Mm-hmm. But I was mature. I was mature in the way that I spoke and the things that I said. But I would never be kind. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to walk away and being like, fuck, now they think I'm friendly.
Yeah.
No, like, no, okay. we want to meet somewhere in the middle. We don't want to be stooped down to their level. But we also don't want to make them feel comfortable. You know? Mm. So we got to land somewhere in the middle of, I think exactly how you did it is good. I don't appreciate the way that you talk to me. I really won't be talked to like this. So blocked.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You made me feel X, Y, and Z. You don't see that? Okay, that's on you. That's my choice to walk away. Mm-hmm. You think it's okay? Have fun being that way. Done.
So smart. I think you were like going to school for psychology or something like that.
Really?
The girl who wrote in. Like her with her response. Because she is.
You're saying it to me. I was like, what?
I mean, you too, Alyssa. No, that's great because, you know, like, you're right. Because my kill my kindness shit is right. They would.
Don't give them that fucking satisfaction. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I look terrible right now.
You just pulled up the black screen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Much better. Oh, God. It's so frizzy. Wow. Okay. Can we just do better, people?
We gotta go, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. If you have any emails that you want to send us, please do so. agahmilpodcast@gmail.com. That's agahmilpodcast@gmail.com. And also don't forget to go follow us on Instagram if you want to see some visuals from our episodes of our funnies and our laughs and all the best moments. Agahmil on Instagram.
Okay, love you. Bye.